From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Here are today's top 5 true crime stories. Let's get into it. First, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, Planting the Seed, How Agatha Christie's Techniques Shaped the Modern Thriller. In Sleeping Murder, Miss Marple visits the fictional British seaside town of Dilmouth. She warns the novel's young protagonists, Gwenda and Giles, not to investigate past events at their new home, telling them to let well alone. Miss Marple then proceeds to uncover and solve a decades-old murder, where only the killer knew a murder had taken place. Sleeping Murder is one of my favorite Christie novels for the way she seeds the constantly unfurling plot, leaving clues for the reader at each stage of the story. Next, second, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, Catherine Fogartie on reopening the cold case of a murdered Montreal teen in 1960s LA. The past is a dream. Its memory still lingers. Tomorrow, a wish that may never come true. Reed Jurvetson, West Hill High School Yearbook 1967. In the fall of 1969, a young, unidentified woman was found brutally murdered in Los Angeles, without a name. She was called Jane Doe -59, the 59th unknown female death in the year 1969. It was a year like no other in the city of Los Angeles, when a rash of gruesome, unsolved killings had the city of angels gripped in fear. Up next, third, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, 5 mysteries and thrillers with paranormal elements and atmospherics. People have split opinions on whether psychic abilities exist, but when they get talking, many reveal a story they can't quite explain. Like my editor, Etzent Martin's Press, who told me she found herself thinking of a long-lost friend out of the blue right before that friend called. Back in the 1960s, ESP wasn't just debated. There was a ferocious and well-financed effort to harness the untapped abilities of the mind. And then, fourth, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, Christine Aliyah on female scammers and the psyche of reinvention. I, like many others, am fascinated by stories of con artists, specifically female con artists. Every once in a while I get sucked fresh into the story of yet another high-profile woman who seems to have it all, only for their facade to crack. Elizabeth Holmes, famously the founder of the $9 billion company Theranos. Anna Delvey, the apparent socialite who drifted between 5-star hotel residences, leaving millions of dollars of unpaid bills in her wake and scamming her friend out of her year's salary on one trip to Morocco. Next, fifth, from Crime Reads Literary Hub, 10 new books coming out this week. Another week, another batch of books for your TBR pile. Happy reading, folks. Compelling and cerebral. In this edgy and smart whodunit, Sullivan continues to bring nuance to his stalwart protagonist. Cross possesses the brilliance of a Columbo with the tact of a Temperance Brennan, a transfixing character. Isabel spots, St. Delilah. St. Delilah is a dark, glittering tribute to every female character who starts the story already dead. It is gripping and gruesome and atmospheric as hell, with a big, bloody heart at its core. That's today's true crime brief.